Daniel Butler was known by many in and around Lynchburg as a scholar, orator, poet, politician, and a leader of his people. Impressively, he had earned all of these titles and more before he turned 25. Butler was born June 17, 1874, in Lynchburg to Royal and Mary Butler, both of whom were born enslaved. Butler's parents worked hard in various jobs to build a life and modest wealth for themselves and their family. They were able to send Daniel to a private school at the age of 5. At the age of 7, he entered Lynchburg's public schools, and from which he graduated as valedictorian in 1892. Even during his earliest days, his teacher noticed his intellect, leading one of them to remark that Butler was more than the average scholar and that he was first ranked among his classmates. However, it was Butler's entry into the political arena in 1898 that is perhaps the most interesting and remarkable chapter of his life. During the Republican Convention of the 6th Virginia Congressional District, two separate groups of delegates argued as to who truly represented the Republican Party in the district. The argument became so intense that one of the African-American delegates, William Merchant, was escorted out of the building by the sergeant of arms. When this occurred, many of the other African-American delegates, including Butler, followed Merchant to Fifth Street, where they held their own convention in the True Reformers Hall during the Bolter's Convention, as it became known. Butler was chosen to be the faction's candidate for Congress. Meanwhile, at the original convention, Charles A. Hermans of Christiansburg, a white man, was nominated as that faction's candidate. From the beginning, Butler and the other delegates felt sure that Butler would defeat Hermans in the election. Their confidence came in part from the facts that 90% of the district Republican vote was cast by African Americans. However, not all of this area African American leaders planned to vote for Butler. According to one account, Reverend Philip F. Morris of Court Street Baptist Church declared that he would deliver the votes of all of his congregation to the conservative Democratic candidate. As a result, his church split and 8th Street Baptist Church was formed. Butler was undeterred and campaigned in every county and city within the 6th District, giving impressive speeches at every rally. Although the newspapers praised Butler, most realized that the split Republican Party would likely result in defeat. Rumors circulated that the Democratic Party had lured Butler to run against Hermans just to split the ticket. When the ballots were counted, Butler defeated Hermans, but not the Democratic candidate, Major Peter J. Otey. In fact, when the two Republican candidate votes were totaled, they still only amounted to approximately half of Otey's vote. Mm-hmm. Shortly after the election, Butler's political connections earned him a coveted appointment to the position of mail clerk in the Lynchburg Post Office. After living briefly in Boston, Massachusetts, where he worked as a hotel waiter, Butler returned to Lynchburg and was an agent for the National Benefit Life Insurance Company. For the remainder of his life, he continued to learn, write poetry, and stayed involved in politics. Butler married Lily Whitlock of Lynchburg in 1901, and they had 10 children together. Daniel and Lily divorced around 1920 while the family was living in Boston. She remained there until her death in 1942. He returned to Lynchburg to live with his widowed mother and sister. On November 8, 1942, Butler died at the age of 68 while traveling by train near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was brought home for burial in the Butler family plot with his parents. Due to discriminatory laws passed during the decades following his defeat in the 1898 election, Butler was the last African American from Lynchburg to run for city, state, or federal office for nearly half a century.